Chapter 39. Flight to Finland. In June 1917, an uprising took place against the government installed by the March Revolution. Lenin had done all he could to indoctrinate the Russian workers, but their numbers were small compared to the Russian population as a whole. He had not been involved with the events of March, and he felt the new uprising would be the vehicle to power. He had, however, serious reservations. The crowds were by his own admission ignorant and undisciplined. Would he risk the future of his organization by depending on an incoherent mob? Lenin opted, against his better judgment, to throw himself, his party, and his resources into this second revolution. This fateful decision to join a revolution that quickly failed has been obscured and ignored by communist historians. Although Lenin played an essential role in its development, Trotsky twisted this historical fact with a subterfuge. Lenin, wrote Trotsky, was sick and had lived in a Finnish country house since June 19. Neither on this day nor on the following days did he go to Petrograd. Trotsky, The Russian Revolution, Volume 2, page 124. The assumption that Lenin would miss getting involved with unprofessional revolutionaries was reasonable. His mind was too methodical for such an adventure. What is puzzling, however, is that Russia's master revolutionary could really have been absent from Petrograd during such critical days. Since early June, the Russian capital had been in ferment, and on June 18, 1917, a huge demonstration had gathered and united both workers and soldiers. The demonstration was felt throughout Russia. The June 18 demonstration, wrote Trotsky, made an immense impression on the participants. The masses saw that Bolshevism was becoming a force, the fence-sitters were drawn to it. We were compelled to act on this. The next few days saw violent clashes between anarchists, communists and anti-communists. Prisoners were released from jails and soldiers mutinied. The bourgeois revolutionaries, fearing for their lives, had finally turned against the Bolsheviks. Lenin himself denounced, on June 25, 1917, the savage screams of rage against the Bolsheviks. While all this was going on, Lenin, according to Trotsky, was convalescing in Finland. No one ever explained the nature of Lenin's illness. Soviet archives have produced nothing on this question. While every aspect of Lenin's activities has been religiously recorded, there is no explanation as to the sudden illness which forced him to recuperate abroad. The communist version, or rather non-version, of this critical time in Lenin's history is more than puzzling, it is false. There is no doubt that Lenin was in Finland on June 21, 1917 for reasons which were then unknown, but had nothing to do with the state of his physical health. There is also no doubt that on July 4, 1917, the day the Second Revolution erupted, Lenin was in Petrograd. Far from ill, he harangued the crowds in the pouring rain from the balcony of the Ballerina Kshesinskaya's palace, urging the masses to storm the Taurid Palace. Thus Lenin was leading the revolution on July 4 in the Russian capital. But what had Lenin done in Finland between June 29 and July 3, 1917? Lenin's stay in Finland happened to coincide with Brusilov's offensive. It was precisely when 23 Russian divisions were hurled into a final offensive against the Germans that Lenin left for Finland. There, he would meet with German agents, from whom he would receive new funds in exchange for sabotaging the Russian advance. The fact of German financial aid to Lenin has never been refuted. Before boarding the German train, Lenin had of his own admission run out of funds. The Germans had invested in him for services rendered. Now, the Brusilov offensive provided the opportunity for the Germans to find out whether Lenin had been a good investment. Could he sabotage Brusilov? Lenin needed and got more money in Finland. When he returned to Petrograd on July 4, 1917, he finally gave the orders to take to the streets which he had totally forbidden previously. Lenin knew how much it cost to run a successful revolution, and he did not want an anarchist rabble ruining his chances. He wanted a dictatorship, and now he had the funds to impose it. Lenin ordered his people to join the ranks of the anti-war protesters. Public opinion, however, was still concerned with Russia's moral obligation to fight the enemy. Feelings ran high when Trotsky, Zinoviev, and Kamenev screamed in the Duma that the army had to lay down its arms. They were called anti-Russian Jews out to destroy the Russian fatherland. Lenin was publicly accused of being a German agent. Trotsky himself wrote, "In the shops, in the street, everybody was talking about German money." Angry Russians stormed the headquarters of the Bolshevik newspaper Pravda and ransacked it from top to bottom. Next came the party headquarters, and Lenin took flight. Lenin and Trotsky became dirty words. 2 weeks before, they had been hailed as heroes of the proletariat. The crowds chanted, "Death to the Jews, death to the Bolsheviks." How Lenin, with his cold calculating mind, could have let himself be involved in such a miscalculation almost defies comprehension. In fact, in their eagerness to sabotage Brusilov's offensive, the Germans had pressured Lenin to act against his own best judgment. They had also underestimated Russian reactions to an attempt to stab a fighting army in the back. As demoralized and fed up as they were with the war, the Russian people were not ready for the betrayal of their soldiers and their fatherland. Lenin's revolution of July 4, 1917 failed. He was exiled and his collaborators were jailed. The Germans, lacking sensitivity in their evaluation of the Russian psyche, had been too hasty. Brusilov, the one military hero, had been beaten by the treason of the Bolsheviks, who lost him Lemberg and Riga, and Lenin was a German agent, such was the Russian perception of Lenin's attempted revolution. The half-socialist government, yesterday so despised by all, experienced a sudden turn of fortune. Kerensky was not only absolved of the Brusilov catastrophe but was made prime minister. Peace had escaped the Germans and revolution had escaped the Bolsheviks. Autumn was coming, and the future was gloomy for both the Kaiser and Lenin.